Section C. Compound dictation.
China has outlined a new approach to foreign investment, with planners saying they will now focus less on attracting large amounts of cash and more on selective investments that will bring skills and technology into the country. The change in tactics detailed in an official document published by the National Development and Reform Commission comes after more than a year of heated debate over the role foreign investors should play in China's economy. China has long been one of the world's top destinations for foreign investment, and international companies poured in more than $70 billion last year, drawn by the country's low costs, manufacturing prowess, and huge domestic market. But the inroads have caused some unease among both ordinary people and officials, who also want to see domestic companies do well. The new foreign investment plan, which isn't a specific blueprint but rather a statement of broad principles, does say that regulators will look more closely at foreign takeovers of local companies and other issues of national economic security that have received increasing attention recently. But the vision it advances represents neither an attempt to completely close off China's economy nor a new round of liberalization. The planning agency said its major goal is to advance what it calls a fundamental shift from quantity to quality of investment. For instance, new investments by foreign companies will face stricter environmental and land use standards. On the other hand, multinationals can expect incentives to invest in research centers and training and purchasing operations. The plan said China will continue to open up service industries, though it offered no commitments beyond those already made to the World Trade Organization. The Commission also pledged to improve the business environment by reducing red tape and strengthening enforcement of intellectual property rights. Now the passage will be read again. China has outlined a new approach to foreign investment, with planners saying they will now focus less on attracting large amounts of cash and more on selective investments that will bring skills and technology into the country. The change in tactics detailed in an official document published by the National Development and Reform Commission comes after more than a year of heated debate over the role foreign investors should play in China's economy. China has long been one of the world's top destinations for foreign investment, and international companies poured in more than $70 billion last year, drawn by the country's low costs, manufacturing prowess, and huge domestic market. But the inroads have caused some unease among both ordinary people and officials, who also want to see domestic companies do well. The new foreign investment plan, which isn't a specific blueprint but rather a statement of broad principles, does say that regulators will look more closely at foreign takeovers of local companies and other issues of national economic security that have received increasing attention recently. But the vision it advances represents neither an attempt to completely close off China's economy nor a new round of liberalization. The planning agency said its major goal is to advance what it calls a fundamental shift from quantity to quality of investment. For instance, new investments by foreign companies will face stricter environmental and land use standards. On the other hand, multinationals can expect incentives to invest in research centers and training and purchasing operations. The plan said China will continue to open up service industries, though it offered no commitments beyond those already made to the World Trade Organization. The Commission also pledged to improve the business environment by reducing red tape and strengthening enforcement of intellectual property rights. Now, the passage will be read for the third time. China has outlined a new approach to foreign investment, with planners saying they will now focus less on attracting large amounts of cash and more on selective investments that will bring skills and technology into the country. The change in tactics, detailed in an official document published by the National Development and Reform Commission, comes after more than a year of heated debate over the role foreign investors should play in China's economy. China has long been one of the world's top destinations for foreign investment, and international companies poured in more than $70 billion last year, drawn by the country's low costs, manufacturing prowess, and huge domestic market. But the inroads have caused some unease among both ordinary people and officials, who also want to see domestic companies do well. The new foreign investment plan, which isn't a specific blueprint, but rather a statement of broad principles, does say that regulators will look more closely at foreign takeovers of local companies and other issues of national economic security that have received increasing attention recently. But the vision it advances represents neither an attempt to completely close off China's economy nor a new round of liberalization. The planning agency said its major goal is to advance what it calls a fundamental shift from quantity to quality of investment. For instance, new investments by foreign companies will face stricter environmental and land use standards. On the other hand, multinationals can expect incentives to invest in research centers and training and purchasing operations. The plan said China will continue to open up service industries, though it offered no commitments beyond those already made to the World Trade Organization. The Commission also pledged to improve the business environment by reducing red tape and strengthening enforcement of intellectual property rights.